Hello and welcome back to my podcast, and today I'll talk about DiCaprio 2 by JD. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. Thank you. DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. There are various ways in which DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. Number one is, the album art shows the actor Leonardo DiCaprio. According to Genius, it states that DiCaprio 2 is JID's sophomore studio album following March 2017, The Never Story. It is also the sequel to his January 2015 EP DiCaprio. Both projects are named after Leonardo DiCaprio, who JID has frequently indicated as his favorite actor. Who is Leonardo DiCaprio? As stated by Wikipedia, he is an American actor, producer, and environmentalist. He has often played unconventional parts, particularly in biopics and period films. As of 2019, his films have earned $7.2 billion worldwide and has placed 8 times in annual rankings of the world's highest paid actors. His accolades include an Academy Award and 3 Golden Globe Awards. Moreover, on Wikipedia it said he achieved international fame as a star in the epic romance Titanic in 1997, which became the highest grossing film at that point. From my point of view, the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio is JID's favorite actor and that he achieved international fame as a star in the epic romance Titanic is one of the huge reasons why DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released on the Dreamville Records. Number 2. Leonardo DiCaprio had invited JID to his birthday party. According to Sharice Johnson on Hip Hop DX, she has stated that in 2015, when JID first unleashed DiCaprio, the title was appropriate because he felt just like the Wolf of Wall Street actor, producing great bodies of work but slightly overlooked by their respective creative communities. JID has always been super confident in his talent, and like Leo, he could relate to not getting the appropriate recognition for putting out quality work. The fact that JID could relate to Leo in terms of not getting the recognition for putting out quality work is probably one of the reasons why DiCaprio is JID's favorite actor. Moreover, stated by Sharice Johnson, he discloses that Leo himself is actually excited for DiCaprio 2 release too, so much so the Academy Award winning actor even invited him out to his birthday party. The fact that DiCaprio was excited for DiCaprio 2 release makes the album more intriguing. Before going any further, let's look at the track list. Number 1, Frequency Change. Number 2, Slick Talk. Number 3, Westbrook featuring A$AP Ferg. Number 4, Off D's featuring Jacob. Number 5, 151 Run. Number 6, Off the Zone Kicks. Number 7, Working Out. Number 8, Tired featuring Black and LMA. Number 9, Strawberries featuring BJ, the Chicago Kid. Number 10, Hotbox featuring Method Man and Joey Badass. Number 11, Mountain Up. Number 12, Just the Update. Number 13, Despacito 2. And number 14, Hasta Luego Bonus. Number 3, DiCaprio 2 has each song feeling like an individual film. For example, Frequency Change. Frequency Change is one of the most important songs in the album. According to Genius, it states that the album's opener depicts a person flipping through the channels on the television, leading into DiCaprio's 2 cinematic theme. Television channels have different frequencies, which is how they are able to be differentiated from one another. This opening card is a representation of the album, as each song is meant to feel like an individual film. From my point of view, there is another point to consider. There is repetition of the word DiCaprio on the song. This was probably done deliberately because DiCaprio is an actor who acts in movies, hence why I believe each song is meant to feel like an individual film. This makes the album unique, which is why DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. Number 4, J.D. mentions his emergence in the rap game. This is shown on the song Slick Talk. According to Genius, it states that J.D. wanted to make a bold statement for the album's first song. On this track, he delivers a lot of slick talk to his fellow rappers, explicitly stating his superiority to them. He warns them that his rise to the top of the rap game is undoubtedly imminent, and he challenges his peers to prove him wrong. Because of the trials and tribulations he has experienced in life, J.D. has no reason to suppress himself or sugarcoat his intentions. This is shown in the lyrics.
God. Look, okay, fuck what a nigga say, yo, look, my mama think I made her. Lift my head to the skies, I cry and begin prayer. Thanks to the maker, got me out of an awful place, my
From my point of view, the fact that he does no sugarcoat his intentions of his rise to the top of the rap game is another way to show that DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. There's a beat switch which shows an element of surprise if one has listened to the song Slick Talk for the first time. Another song which shows his emergence in the rap game is Westbrook. According to Genius, it states that J.D. and A$AP Ferg rap about their emergence into the rap game and their undying loyalty to their family and friends. Over three verses, J.D. continues the lyrical taunting of the previous track, while Ferg handles the song chorus. This is shown in the lyrics.
Yeah, you get the rap from the record.
I done came up, I done came up. Put your chains up and your rings up. Fuck the other side, we don't change up. All our homies ride, they can't change us. I done came up, I done came up. Switching lanes up, and I'm played up. Fuck the other side, we don't change up. All our homies ride.
Picture a nigga stepping into the game, it's already lit, just add a little cold of flame. Lame niggas, I gotta put it in lamest terms. I'm finna murder you niggas, you better spread the word. I bled words in my head.
Number 5. One of the songs in the album is inspired by Beyonce's verse on Ape Shit. This is shown on the song Off These. According to Genius, it states that although the song shares the thematic similarities with J. Cole's 2014 track Get Off My D, J.D. specifically stated on Twitter and in an interview that it was inspired by part of Beyonce's verse on Ape Shit. This is shown in the lyrics. the song of these is inspired by Beyonce's verse on Ape Shit is one of the reasons why Scorpio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. Number 6, JD and J. Cole demand critics to stop criticizing them. Not only does the song of these is inspired by Beyonce's verse on Ape Shit, but also shows JD and J. Cole demanding critics to stop criticizing them. According to Genius, it states that JD and Cole demand that their detractors and critics get off their D, which essentially means to stop bothering them, constantly criticizing them, and always having something negative to contribute to conversations involving their names. Both artists give detailed descriptions of how they'll kill their enemies throughout their respective verses. This is shown on the lyrics.
Talking and shit, nigga, stop it. I'm a god, I'm a king, I'm a giant. Nigga, not trying. Put it my side. East side guy, better been more white. DIY.
Game plus dopamine. You can load your veins with the product I slay. Niggas gon' honor my name. Boy, I'm a god in this game. Y'all niggas humming them, sounding the same. Not on my lane, so I can't complain. Me and Ben Frank got a damn good thing going on.
From my point of view, I believe they were both trying to save their kings in the rap game, and they will not let critics discourage them. This probably serves as a lesson to everyone that they should live their life the way they want it to be. Scorpio 2 is the most intriguing album released on the Dreamville Records because of these shows two artists not letting critics discourage them. Number 7, JD acts as an advocate against drug abuse. This is shown on the song Off the Zone Keys. According to Genius, it states that on this anti-drug anthem, JD raps about how narcotics have negatively affected him, his environment, and the rap game. He pledges to get off the zone keys, and he pleads for others to do the same because he knows the damage that drugs can cause. This is shown on the lyrics.
Right, JID and y'all niggas need to lay off the drugs. Some of y'all need to lay off the dope. My niggas getting it straight off the.
What makes it interesting is that the song is similar to J. Cole's album KOD, where he was also advocating against drug abuse. This is why Scorpio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. Number 8, JD admits that things are not working out for him. This is shown on the song Working Out. According to Genius, it states that JD discusses his dissatisfaction with life despite his success. Although he has attained wealth and fame, things are not working out for him. This is shown on the lyrics.
What's the matter? Yeah. I've been working hella hard. Shit ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord. Shit ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars. Keep my head up in the clouds. Shit ain't really working out. Shit ain't really working out. Shit ain't really working out.
From my point of view, the fact that he admits things are not working out for him, despite being a successful rapper, is interesting. This is highlighting the struggles faced by some rappers, hence why Scorpio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. Okay? Okay. Okay. Number 9, one of the songs has a smooth R&B track. This is shown on the song Tired. According to Genius, it states that JD and Black rap about being tired of a woman who is being unreasonable in their respective relationships. LMA, however, contradicts these allegations, stating that the problem lies within the man's own insecurities and inner struggles. From my point of view, the fact that there are both perspectives regarding relationships from a man's point of view and a woman's point of view is a reflection of everyday life. Moreover, the fact that the song Tired is a smooth R&B track shows DiCaprio 2 as the most intriguing album released under Dream Records. Okay. One of the songs in the album was assisted by the late Mac Miller. The song was called Strawberries. As stated by Sharice Johnson, J.D. said, "I don't like talking about Mac because it makes me sad. It wasn't even a sad collaboration. He just came in when I had a session like a whole boy and was like, I like this. I'm gonna add this and arrange this. He was just bouncing around different songs. He was just being a good friend." This seems to serve as a dedication to the late Mac Miller, hence why DiCaprio 2 is intriguing. Marvel and Genius said, J.I.D. raps about his significant other and the struggles they're having in their relationship. Despite the mistakes they've both made, they'll always be there for each other. Their mutual love is reassured by BJ the Chicago Kid chorus. J.I.D. also raps about women empowerment, specifically talking about important females in his life. The fact that J.I.D. raps about women empowerment, specifically talking about important females in his life, is another reason why DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dream Records. Number 11, J.I.D. stays humble despite the fame he's got. This is shown on the song Just the Other Day. According to Genius, it states that J.I.D. raps about his come up and how he was not as well off just the other day. He understands that everything he has worked hard for could easily be taken away, which is why he must stay focused on perfecting his craft. From my point of view, it serves as a lesson to stay humble, despite how much recognition a person gets. This links back to the song Letumba Part 1, which is found on the EP DiCaprio. This is why DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dream Records. Number 12, J.I.D. opens up his plans on how he will accomplish his career as a rapper. This is shown on the song Despacito 2. According to Genius, it says that over three verses, J.I.D. discusses what he plans to accomplish in his career, how he will overcome his hindrances, and how people initially disregarded his desire to become a rapper. Stated by Genius, the song's title is a reference to a popular meme about the hit song Despacito, in which people have started a running joke demanding a sequel to the song. The song is essentially J.I.D.'s response to these demands. From my point of view, it is interesting because it reminisces about the hit song Despacito. Number 13, Hasta Luego shows J.I.D.'s transition as a person. According to Genius, it states that Hasta Luego is a display of J.I.D.'s lyrical talent. He says goodbye to his past as he begins his journey as a rising artist. He also discusses how his family and friends are less fortunate than him and professes his desire to provide for them, given his newfound fame and wealth. From my point of view, what makes it interesting is that he begins his journey as a rising artist, hence he believes in himself. This is why DiCaprio 2 is the most intriguing album released under Dreamville Records. DiCaprio 2 was released on November 26, 2018. So, that's the end of my podcast about DiCaprio 2 by JD. So, I'll see you next time. Bye.